I'm Matthew Schulte, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Ted Neal's Geneva Teapot with Cozy is very different from the other ceramic works in the Contemporary Craft Gallery at the David Owsley Museum of Art. Made in 2008 of stoneware clay, concrete, and a found steel lighting fixture, the teapot looks like it might have come from a factory. The surface of the teapot is sandy, and the earth tones vary from mottled browns and off-white to orange around the sides. The spout of the teapot points straight up, protruding like a smokestack. The lid is off-center across from the spout and resembles a chimney. The pot is encased in a metal frame that is bolted to a round concrete base. This work, unlike more typical delicate teapots wrapped in soft knitted cozies, is sturdy and industrial. Ted Neal has been a professor of ceramics at Ball State University since 2006. An expert kiln builder, he built a wood-fired kiln outside of the School of Art's ceramic studio using reclaimed bricks from the now-demolished Geneva Steel Factory in Utah. This brand-new wood kiln fired the Geneva teapot. An old lighting fixture found within the then-retired steel factory is what encases the teapot. The connections between the Geneva teapot and the factory that inspired it and provided some of its materials are important to Neal. Together, the steel cozy, wood-fired kiln, and intended function of the teapot tie together industry and everyday life. We'd like to thank Ball State student Lillian McClung for her research.
Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit besu.edu/DOMA.